It is time for More Picks, Week 8 edition of NFL Picks, PMT podcast page, an exclusive internet-only version of our show where we give our picks for the NFL this weekend and Thursday night because it's a Thursday afternoon. Donnie has pulled ahead. Ballsy has all the details on the standings.
Donnie with a four-point week. We all hit our money balls last week. The hook, a big factor for Donnie in keeping him in first place or getting him to first place. 4 points for Donnie, 23 on the year. 3 points for Pony, 22 on the year. 3 points for your pal Ballsy, 19 on the year. So pretty closely clustered together here as we approach the midpoint of the season.
All right, we'll start with tonight's game. The game everyone's interested in Pittsburgh because Cooper Kupp will suit up for L.A. for the first time since week two. That being said, the oddsmakers still believe the Vikings are a better team, Donnie, a 2.5-point favorite on the road.
I have a weird feeling about this one, that L.A. is going to win the game outright. They get Cooper Kupp back. I think Cooper Kupp's going to score a touchdown tonight.
Why don't you bet that then?
I will. I still have faith in their quarterback. And Sam Darnold's been a great story. I feel like he's definitely not been as good the second month of the season as he was that first month. I think the Rams actually pull this off tonight. I will take them to cover the 2.5 at home.
I agree with Donnie on that. Darnold, last two games, one touchdown, two interceptions, completed a lot of balls against Detroit, probably played well enough to win that game, but Jared Goff is just on another planet right now. That was the first time that Brian Flores' defense really got exposed all year. There is familiarity, though, because Kevin O'Connell and Sean McVay have a history together as far as coaching goes, O'Connell being on McVay's staff. I think that's advantage teacher and not student. So Kupp comes back. I see Puka Nacua is even questionable for this game, possibly his first game since week one. I'm getting the better quarterback as an underdog. I'm going to take the Rams plus 2.5 as well. Mulsey?
I think this is the kind of game where there's a lot of factors that would make people take the Rams like you guys both did. Stafford is better than Darnold. There is familiarity, and you'd normally favor teacher over student here. But, man, I feel like the Sam Darnold's playing really a lot more poorly this second month of the season is a little overrated. I thought he was pretty good against Detroit. That's just a powerhouse matchup. Those two teams went punch for punch with each other. That was a great game right down to the bitter end. I don't think it's like Sam Darnold got humiliated there. He completed 81.5% of his passes. I think Flores' defense didn't even get exposed. Like, the Lions are probably one of the two best offenses in football. It happens. The Rams are not one of the two best offenses in football, even with Kupp back in the fold. Give me the Vikings to get a statement win and go to 6-1 and thump the Rams a little bit.
1 o'clock Eastern, the AFC North showdown this week is another game hosted by the Browns. First game without Deshaun Watson. Famous Jameis will get the start. And the Ravens come to town, having won 5 in a row. And they are an 8.5-point favorite against the Browns. I cannot pick against my guy, Jameis Winston. He is either going to have the Browns losing this game by maybe 30 points, or they are going to do something miraculous and be there right till the bitter end because he's going to make spectacular plays. And I'm going to pick this game with my heart and not my head and go with Jameis lifting up the Browns, making them relevant the same way Joe Flacco did last year, and giving the Ravens all they can handle, Browns plus 8.5.
There's some weird stuff going on here. Normally when the quarterback, you know, in this case that was just despised by everybody in the fan base, finally gets hurt, maybe the team not rallies around that because they defended Deshaun Watson, but rallies around the idea that they have Jameis going in this game. But then that's counteracted by the fact that they've stripped Stefanski of play-calling duties. I don't think Ken Dorsey's all that in a bag of chips. Having said that, I do feel like the Browns have played Lamar tough in the past, and I think that defense could give them a little bit of a slowdown. Plus, I'm like Pony at core. I can't go against famous Jameis. He is the two true outcomes guy. They either pull off a stunner or almost pull off a stunner, or he throws 6 picks. Give me the Browns plus 8.5.
Don, you want a clean sweep here?
Famous Jameis.
Yes.
I think we should get that guy on.
Gene Deckerhoff.
The Tampa Bay guy. It's just a huge spread, too, for an interdivisional game. And I said last week, and I didn't feel bad saying it, that was the greatest injury in Cleveland Browns team history. I think that they are not going to get back into the playoff picture by any means, but I think they're going to look noticeably better with Jameis Winston at quarterback compared to what they had with Deshaun Watson. Ravens will win this game. probably by a touchdown, but it's an 8.5-point spread. I'll go Cleveland to cover that at home.
Malzi, you've got the Bills and Seahawks Sunday afternoon in Seattle. Probably the best game on paper this week now that it looks like Jaden Daniels might miss out on the Bears-Commanders game. Buffalo, a 3-point road favorite up there in the Pacific Northwest on Sunday.
Yeah, Seattle, I thought, looked really bad 2 weeks ago. Then they kind of, you know, they got thumped by the Niners in a statement game, people thought, for San Fran. But then they got their equilibrium back. They went into Atlanta and pretty much trounced them, turned Cousins over a couple times when he was trying to bring Atlanta back.
They bloodied him.
Yeah, I really thought that was more the Seahawks team I expected for most of the year. They just traded with Tennessee to upgrade their linebacker core, so they've tweaked that defense a little bit to make it better. Having said that, positive developments for the Bills here. Cooper gets a touchdown in game one, and then Keon Coleman, who I think was in the Josh Allen doghouse, had his best game as a pro last week. Seems like a storm is gathering there with that Buffalo offense, and I think it's going to be enough to propel them on the road. I'll take Buffalo,
Donnie?
Even though I got to lay three.
Yeah, Buffalo really tough to pick against right now. Josh Allen maybe playing the best football of his whole career, and I think mostly—
No picks?
Yeah,
no picks?
That's the thing. It's mistake-free football. It's like the Mike Tomlin wet dream, what he is doing. He's been explosive offensively. He's been maybe the MVP of this league this season. I know that Lamar Jackson crushed him in the 1v1 matchup this year, but Josh Allen absolutely in that conversation. Seattle, a dominant win last week. There's just something about them, though. I don't think that they can keep it close enough to cover this by a field goal. So I'll go Buffalo minus three.
I'll be the lone wolf here and take Seattle. The Bills on the road against good teams, against great teams. In Baltimore, they got trounced. Then they went to Houston and they lost on a field goal. I'm not saying that Seattle is a Super Bowl contender, but I do think there's a good chance they make the playoffs. And so for that reason, I'm keeping my fingers crossed that DK Metcalf is healthy enough to play in this game. Kenneth Walker had a monster game against Atlanta. Look for him to get it going on the ground again. And I like Geno Smith to go throw for throw with Josh Allen. So I will take points. A small home dog are one of my favorite things to bet on. I'll take the Seahawks plus three. Donnie, Sunday Night Football. Who would have thunk it before the season started that both of these teams would have losing records in late October? Niners 3-4, Cowboys 3-4. San Francisco, even with all their injuries, a 4-point favorite.
I think
Dallas is 3-3, Pony. Just so you know.
Neither team with a winning record. My bad.
I think a lot of things are telling you to pick against San Francisco here. The injuries, obviously, being the glaring one. I mean, Ayuk now out for the season. Everybody's favorite available wide receiver this offseason. Christian McCaffrey has been out the entire time. Brock Purdy doesn't look right with those weapons not on the field. But I just have an odd feeling about this one, that San Francisco is going to look pretty good and Dallas won't look good enough. I'll go 49ers minus the four at home on Sunday night.
I'll take the Cowboys. I mean, there's so much upheaval there, too. Mike McCarthy's getting called out now by Jerry Jones. Their defense still isn't healthy, but this game is not in Dallas. And for some strange reason this year, the Cowboys are much better away from Jerry's world than they are at home. And Debo Samuel with pneumonia, if he's able to get over that, that'll be a big help. But I'm still stung by how bad Brock Purdy looked last week, albeit against that great Chiefs defense. If it were three, I would have taken San Francisco, but the fact that it's more than a field goal has me going back to the Cowboys here and taking them plus four in this game.
I'm really torn about this one. I mean, Dallas can't stop a nosebleed still on the ground. I think San Francisco is probably going to get back to basics here and go back to the drawing board and say we put a little too much on Purdy's plate or we're a little stung. I think they're just going to try to run the crap out of the ball at Dallas. And I think Dallas is just the ultimate dysfunctional team. You'd say they're more desperate right now because the Niners' division is so muddled. And desperate teams usually play well. Not Dallas. They're just a joke. Give me the Niners.
All right. I'm alone on that one, too. Moneyball, this one counts for two. Any game on the board. I'm going to go way off the grid here. I'm going to take the Raiders plus 9.5 against the Chiefs. For whatever reason, they play Kansas City tough. They beat them on Christmas last year. They get up for these games. Minshew's back in at quarterback. He was awful off the bench against the Rams last week. But as Donnie likes to point out, for whatever reason, the guy gets amped up against better teams. We saw him beat Baltimore this year. It's not like Mahomes has been perfect. I don't think DeAndre Hopkins is going to instantly make an impact. I think that'll take time to be more gradual. I just like the Raiders in these rivalry matchups with the Chiefs, especially when they're getting a ton of points at home. I'll take the Raiders plus 9.5. Malzi.
I'm going to take the Chargers minus 7.5. That's a big number for Harbaugh to cover because I think he'd rather win games like 16-13 if he could. But, man, I cannot shake how bad New Orleans looked against Denver. It looked like they were trying to get Dennis Allen fired and doing a pretty good job of it. Harbaugh's team, I think, is smarting a little bit right now. And, you know, because they should have won and then they just biffed that game against the Cardinals. I think they're going to rebound pretty strong, and I'll take them to cover 7.5.
Don?
I'm looking at a pretty sizable number, not the biggest one of the week, and it's an underdog in this case. I'm going to take the New England Patriots plus 7 at home against the New York Jets. The first time they played, yeah, the Jets looked dominant. That was the best that Aaron Rodgers looked in a Jets uniform. Everything looked smooth on the Jets' end of things. That was also with Jacoby Brissett at quarterback for the Patriots. It looked awful. He was getting beat up and thrown around all day. I think they can score more points than a field goal with Drake May this time around in New England. I don't know if I would go as far to say that the Patriots will win it outright, but I think they're going to keep it close. Give me the Pats plus 7.
All right. Donnie doesn't have to take the Steelers and Giants yet because that's a Monday nighter, so we'll pick that on the show next week. Thanks for listening to the Pony and Mueller pick segment here on our podcast page.